Seems like a lot in the sports world the last few days. I've heard about resurrection. Heard about Tim Duncan resurrecting his career and leading the Spurs back to the finals for the first time in 6 years. Last week, the Astros actually won 6 games in a row, and we thought they're resurrecting their season. But since then, they've lost 4 more, and they're back where they started. At least they had the draft to help resurrect their sorry franchise. Maybe they'll turn it around pretty soon. But that's not what the meaning of resurrection is. The meaning of resurrection is what we heard in the first reading in the gospel today. Actually, life being restored. Elijah prayed over a son of a widow in the first reading, and he was restored to life. Jesus touched the coffin of a young man who was the son of a widow, and he was restored to life. That's what resurrection really is. It's God being able to give life to those who have passed. Now, as a priest, I've had the great blessing of being able to witness a resurrection of sorts. For people that have been given terrible diagnosis, where they were told, you're not going to survive, your loved one's not going to make it. And then after some serious prayer, by the grace of God, they're healed. Now, those aren't the norm. That's not what normally happens. Now, what normally happens in our lives when we talk about resurrections, what happened to St. Paul in the second reading? St. Paul reminded us of his story. Hey guys, I wasn't a very good dude. I was mean, I was angry, and I persecuted those who believed in the Lord. And he says, in the midst of all that, our Lord came to see me and he gave me hope. He gave me a chance to love. Our Lord wants to resurrect us. There are probably some parts of our lives, there's probably something inside of us that might be dead or dying. Might be a relationship with a loved one. Might be a relationship with somebody in our lives. It might be a virtue that's in our lives. I just cannot be patient. But there's something inside all of us that we can allow our Lord to touch and to heal and to resurrect us. The central belief of our Christian faith is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And just about 10 weeks ago, we celebrated it in the church. The fact that on a Sunday, Jesus conquered sin and death forever by raising from the dead and giving us promise of everlasting life. We are called to be people of the resurrection. We are called to believe that hope can come into our lives. We are called to believe that our Lord can heal anything. Our anger, our frustration, our sin, broken relationships with others. We trust and we know that our Lord can do that because he loves us. Because he conquered sin forever. The promise of our Lord's resurrection and the promise in the resurrection that we have in the readings today tell us that there's a glimpse. There's a glimpse of the heavenly banquet which hopefully one day we will see. We are told that when Jesus healed the man who was in the coffin, we know that when Elijah, through the power of God, called the intercession upon the widow's son to be healed and brought back to life, we know that that's just a glimpse of the promise of everlasting life. Because the two that came back to life in the readings today, they have since died. They're not still around to say, hey, look, I was healed forever from death. No, it was a temporary aberration. It was a temporary healing. But my friends, we have the promise of the resurrection that our lives can last forever, that our souls can be with God in heaven. When we come before the Lord and ask for his help, and we ask the resurrection to touch us, to touch the spots in our lives that are suffering, that are dying, that are decaying, we ask the Lord to give us that glimpse of the heavenly banquet. Because our belief as Christians is that heaven is a place where every tear is wiped away, where there will be no more sadness, there will be no more sorrow, there will be no more darkness, because our Lord loves us. And he gave us that promise with his resurrection as he conquered sin and death forever. So we are called to be people of hope, called to be people of the resurrection, that in our brokenness, in our despair, in our hopelessness, we come to God and we say, Lord, help us. Lord, heal us. Lord, be with us. And just as he did in the readings today and gave new life to those who are dead, he can give new life to us. He can give new life to us in our areas of our lives that are dying. So my friends, as we come before the Lord, we ask the Lord's resurrection to touch our lives. to heal us, to guide us, to strengthen us. And before we continue with the creed today, we'll take a couple minutes in silence, thinking about those areas in our lives that we need our Lord's resurrection to touch us, to heal us, to strengthen us, to comfort us, because we know that our Lord can heal anything. We know that He can help us with anything. So as we come before the Lord tonight, let us heed His words in the gospel. Do not weep. Do not be afraid, because He's with us. He's with us to heal us, to comfort us, and to love us.